Skip Marley and Her with the track Slow Down right here on The Pulse with Darren Ofneal this evening, our first show of 2020. Before the break, we asked you, we did a story on the Australia fires, and we're asking you, how should musicians help a cause beyond a benefit concerts?
Yes, we asked you on Twitter, and we have a reply from one of our listeners that said they totally should, but follow through is important. Most of the time, it's just a one-off kind of thing and then no real impact felt. Sometimes more damage is done because of misappropriation. Some of the Live Aid money went to guns and stuff.
Yeah, and that's the thing, right? There's no, I guess transparency is a different issue, but there's no longevity in this kind of benefit concerts. It almost feels like a one-off thing.
That's right.
It does great, you know, it does good for the people on the ground, but at the same time, there's nothing else to follow it up, I guess.
It's not a long-term solution.
We're still asking for your opinions, and what do you think, you know, how should musicians help a cause beyond benefit concerts? At BFM Radio on Twitter or WhatsApp 01878988899. Okay, our second story of the day is on Mastercard, who is apparently a new record label. So, you know, off with the right amount of money and connections, anyone can start a record label, start releasing music. In 2019, a bunch of big corporate companies have invested not just in music, but arts in general. And now, like I said before, credit and debit card issuer Mastercard has just announced they'll be getting into the game. And over the years, we've been associating brands with recognizable jingles or it sounds at the end of, I guess, radio or TV commercials. Company like Intel and Audi comes to mind. It always sticks in your head.
Yeah.
Companies have been doing more obvious and aggressive product placements. Something like Colonel Sanders DJing at the Ultra Festival. Have you seen that?
No.
It's quite bizarre. You should check it out.
What kind of music did he play?
Just, you know, EDM, but it's Colonel Sanders on the decks.
Interesting.
Yeah, you have to see it to believe it. Big companies has also been on launching their own record labels. W Hotels launched W Records. Build A Bear also launched its own Build A Bear Records. Air Asia launched Rate Records in partnership with UMG, Universal Music Group. And we actually did a story on that last year. So do check it out on our podcast. Mastercard, though, is taking it to the next level. It's kind of prepping its full-length album of original songs, all which will feature the various sounds of the brand's five-note sonic logo that, I guess, would span multiple genres and cultures. Its debut single, which you can find online, sees them Mastercard collaborating with songwriter and upcoming Swedish artist Nadine Randall for the track Go Merry Round, a track that debuted at the iHeartRadio event in Las Vegas. And all this 11 tracks will be on the Mastercard album Priceless, as per their tagline.
Yeah, you know, I think it's very beneficial for a corporate company such as Mastercard to start a label, even though it sounds very off-brand, you know, credit cards and a suddenly record label. But I think it's a great chance for the company to expand on their brand identity. So what better way through music, right?
Yeah.
But, well, the skeptical part of me is thinking that, you know, the company shouldn't spread themselves too thin and branch out into a sector that they're unfamiliar with. It's not like everybody can, even though everybody can start a record label.
Not everybody should.
Not everybody should, and not everybody can run a very successful one.
Sure, got you. You're right, you know, even to the point where Mastercard, the company, just posted a job for a full-time musician on the Mastercard marketing team. So they're taking it really, really seriously. Mastercard CMO stated that this project, this album, is not just making music for the sake of creating music, but using our melody and integrated in this song so people feel more familiar with the Mastercard melodies. He said that we felt there was no better way to do that than the medium of popular songs. So basically, of new product placement in songs. It's not something that I usually think about, but it's something I will from now.
From a business standpoint, I guess for their future ads, they have their own bank of music, so they don't have to play an artist like 50,000 or 150,000 just for one ad.
I guess so. But I think the point is they use their own jingle in these songs and ask artists to kind of, I think they're collaborating with Mike Shinoda as well for this album. So that's pretty big. By doing this, the company can be seen as champions of their beloved artists and songwriters. Most brands today, I would say, has mastered the visual element of advertising, but now they need to get into other senses. Mastercard seeks to be building out to build a brand DNA that customers can see, hear, and taste. They have done stuff like launching a pop-up restaurant to removing its name on the logo. So once you see the logo, you know it's MasterCard. So it's becoming more of a brand, more than an icon, really. Yeah.
But with all that being said, I think it's actually possible for a company to do both. Because when we think about a company that has both like a music label and something else, the one that I can think of is actually Maison Kitsune from France, where they released music. They are a clothing brand, but they also have a record label branch, right? Where they released music from big names like Childish Gambino, Phoenix, Two Door Cinema Club, Block Party, and so much more. So even though they're a fashion label, I think it goes in hand in hand for in their case, because you can at least use the music for fashion
it's
shows.
Lifestyle, studio, right?
Yeah, lifestyle.
But are they like a big like fashion brand?
They're pretty big. Okay. Not in Malaysia, at least.
Because I know them as producing music, not well, so
at least
much as a brand.
They branched out into different sectors, so people know the brand.
I guess so. That's the point, right?
Mm-mm. But for credit card, MasterCard, who knows? Only time will tell.
Mm. Should be mentioned, though, that this has kind of been done before. Wendy's, the fast food chain, released their own mixtape. It features tracks such as Twitter Fingers and Rest in Greece. Hasbro, the toy company, also owns Death Row Records.
That's right.
A label famed for Tupac, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, among many others.
Wonder what they're going to do with the label.
Yeah, me too. But you know, will 2020 be the year more companies join the brigade? And how do we feel about these big companies potentially getting more artistically involved in the arts? You know, once you fund these kind of things, you have a hand in what the output, right?
Yeah, maybe we'll see more like Tupac action figures brought to you by Hasbro.
Oh no. Will 2020 continue the trend of more big corporations investing in music? Feel free to share us your thoughts at BFM Radio on Twitter or WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Coming up on The Pulse, our first show of the year, we talk about Hans Zimmer, we talk about Spotify's latest feature, Dolby Atmos, their new sound, I guess, setting, and also shower head speakers. It's all coming up right here on The Pulse. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.